Oh, great song there. Back to 1991, U2 and One. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Welcome to a brand new week. Now, some interesting recent research. Microsoft's latest study estimates that, get this, 41% of global employees are open to looking for another job, while the Achievers Workforce Institute pegs that number at 52%. Joining me to have a chat about this is Kim Sealing-Smith from the Future of Work, is a Future of Work expert. Sorry, Kim, good morning. Nice to have a chat with you today.
Good morning, Mike. I thought you were going to introduce me as somebody from the future.
Well, I can if you like. Now, are you working from home, Kim? You're in Sydney at the moment?
I am in Sydney lockdown, but I'm lucky enough because I actually have an in-office film studio, so
wow.
I have an excuse to go to my office, but I don't have to see anybody. It's a self-contained unit, so I'm being safe.
Good on you. Hey, thanks for coming on and having a chat with me this morning. Look, when I read the statistic, 52% are looking for another job. What's going on out there?
Well, you know, I like to say that 2020 was about doing what we had to do to survive, and 2021 is about doing what we want to do. And all of the time that we spent last year and now this year in lockdown and all of the changes that are happening in the world, we're reevaluating our priorities. And especially now that there are more jobs than people to fill them, and we've seen this train coming for a long time, and it's finally here. We've got a critical skill shortage, so that gives people options, and they're taking them, or at least they're thinking about it.
Really interesting. I mean, if you think about, put the employer's hat on just for a moment, how do you keep your best people from basically walking out the door and heading off to another job?
Yeah, you know, before I started my company, so I've got a company called Ignite Global. Before I started that, I spent 15 years working as a recruitment consultant. Mm. And the reason why I changed jobs, started my own company, is because I decided that instead of being paid to put bums in seats, I wanted to help organizations keep the right bums in the right seats. And so I started this company back in 2009, and I've been talking about employee engagement and retention. The very first thing that I did is I decided to mine this treasure trove of knowledge that I had gained working as a recruiter over that 15 years. Mm. I estimated one day about 5,000 interviews. And what I did is I put together a model called the currency of choice, because pay and you know, REM and benefits will get you part of the way down the track, but that's not the thing that employees really want. Employees want these intrinsic motivators much more than pay and benefits.
So currencies of choice, tell me about that.
Yeah, so I came up with a name because they do a lot more to drive pay and benefits. So there are 9 of them. Hmm. And the very first thing, and it really, and I've been, like I said, I've had this model for about 10 years, maybe 12. And the very first thing that I put on the model, which was a little bit ahead of its time, but really taking hold now, is that people want to work for a company that inspires them, a company that does good for the planet. And I'm not exaggerating here. This is what the research is showing, especially with the younger generation. And then people want to work for a manager that they trust and respect. People want to work with mates. They want to work with people that they like. They want to be appreciated. They want to have a voice. They want to learn, grow, and develop in their career. They want to be inspired to go the extra mile. They want to spend time working on work that they love and work that they're good at. It's really not that difficult or that surprising. But this is what I learned from my 5,000 exit interviews. But this is also what the research shows us and has shown us consistently.
Interesting. Kim, can you hold the line a moment? We'll play a song, come back, and I want to chat some more.
Yeah, of course.
You care to hang on there? My guest on the line this morning is Kim Sealing-Smith, Future of Work expert, and we're talking about recent statistics being done by Microsoft. The latest study there, 41% of global employees are open to looking for another job, while the Achievers Workforce Institute pegs that number at around about 52%. So half of us are thinking about another job. Back after this one. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line this morning is Kim Sealing-Smith, Future of Work expert. 52% of us are open to looking for another job. Interesting, a high number, a lot higher than I would have thought, and it has little to do with pay. Kim, just on that, it's interesting, and we've been hearing this for a long time, it does have little to do with pay. People want to work for a company with a compelling purpose and aligned values, people they can trust, etc. What would be your advice this morning, firstly to an employer, because tricky to keep people, right, if they want to walk?
Yeah, very tricky. And it really starts immediately. The best thing, and the good news for employers out there, is that this is free. The best thing that people can do is sit down and talk to their staff regularly. Now, I can hear managers on, you know, listening to the program saying, but I talk to my staff all the time. But my question is, what do you talk about? Because in my experience, when managers talk to their staff, it's usually about the business as usual stuff, or, you know, their goals, KPIs, which are important, or especially post-COVID, it's checking in with them to see how they're doing, which is important. But it's this bit in the middle. It's the nine currencies of choice. It's the career development, their underlying motivators, their strengths. It's those things that really capture the attention. Mm-hmm. So the number one thing that I can encourage employers to do is to carve some time out of their day to sit down and talk to their employees one-on-one, have structured conversations with them about all of these things at least once a month.
That's really good, Kim. And finally, what would be your advice to employees? And there's half of us that are open to looking for another job. We often think the grass is greener on the other side.
Don't we, though? Yeah.
What would you say to those people?
Yes. Well, the very first thing that I would say, and you're seeing a lot of stories, especially out of the States, I think Americans, and I am one, as you can tell by my accent, I think Americans are getting really frustrated. There was a Burger King staff that quit and put it on the fine that they were quitting. So we're seeing a lot of this kind of take this job and put it where the sun don't shine. So I would caution against that. The very first thing that you want to do as an employee is you want to make a decision when you're in a neutral state of mind. So don't be frustrated and throw the baby out with the bathwater. Think about what you want to do. So get yourself calm in a calm place, and then think about what you want to do. Think about what you value in a job or career. Think about your personal goals and what job will help you achieve your personal goals. Because if we're not happy in our life, we'll never be happy in our job. So that's the three bits of information that I have to individuals who might be thinking about throwing in the towel.
Kim, so good. Really good having a chat to you today, and appreciate you coming on, and hopefully you'll be out of lockdown over there in Sydney soon. All going well?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Good on you, Kim. My guest on the line this morning has been Kim Sealing-Smith, Future of Work expert. We're talking about a recent study. Microsoft did a study that discovered 41% of global employees are open to looking for another job, while another report had that figure at 52%. So half of us are open to looking for another job. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good to have your company on this Monday morning. Here's Justin Bieber and Hold On.